more. There ain't nothing that you can do or say that's going to stop me.
You can't stop me
from printing exactly the words and feelings I feel for you.
You can't stop me.
No one can tell.
Just know
the feelings that I have
you
for you.
You can't stop me
from singing this song, cause I feel so good about you, baby.
Now
and
you
I just want the world to know how I feel.
That's why
life is a song, so let's all sing along.
If I wanna
life
sing
is
it.
A song, so let's all sing along.
If I wanna sing
now
it.
Now times are different.
If I wanna
and
sing
no one
it.
Can judge how time is spent.
If I wanna
the
sing
time
it.
Is ours for us to keep.
If I wanna
whether
sing
we do
it.
Or not, we shall weep.
If I wanna sing
we
it.
We shall all the time sing
it.
And I conclude this song. Sing it. If I wanna sing it, then it's my privilege.
If I wanna sing it,
put myself on a ledge.
Sing it.
It's a gas!
There, folks, you've been listening to What Have You over here on the Sheena's Jungle Room stream, brought to you by WFMU. Thanks for joining me. In that last and final itty-bitty set, we began with the Diarrhea Blues, performed by Richard Yoren, off of the Lost Dick Yoren Tapes, a nickname given to him by Gigi Allen, released on Black and Blue Records in 1987. We had an unknown artist doing a tune called Are You Being Programmed on the Video Connection label from 1980. Just now we heard Pat Fritchie and his ballad Sing It from the self-released compilation End of the Week, 88 through 99, released in 1999. Thanks for tuning in, folks. I'll be here for you every Monday at 2 o'clock. And if you need some more, you can always find me on the Rock and Soul Radio stream with Retro Obscuro every Thursday at 2. My background music is, and always will be, Alf Newman. With It's a Gas on Golden Records from 1966. Keep it tuned right here in Sheena's Jungle Room. Coming up next is Stop Hitting Yourself with Greg Space Brother Bishop. Such a fun show. I'm going to leave you with one last song today, and it's so stupid. By a group called Die Beatles. Doing Du Fahrst Mien Auto Fahren. You can drive my car. A crazy German Beatlemania rare cassette track from 1995. Thanks so much for listening, folks. We'll see you next week. Adios.
Ja, du darfst mein Auto fahren. a countdown.
Yeah, you need a count.
Sure. I mean, it's 42 seconds. Want me to guess when it's over? I mean, we go through this. Bill, we go through this every week, and this is the last week I'm going to go through this. I mean, if somebody's assigned on this show as a stage manager, then somebody can be here. Every week is the same story. I don't mind it once or twice, but it's enough. I mean, I got to have a countdown. It's 42 seconds. Can I have a rehearsal? I don't know what else to do here. I mean, I'll rehearse, and can somebody tell me how close it came to 42 seconds, if it's in the ballpark?
Go ahead, Jessica. We'll time it. Let's see.
3, 2, 1.
You are listening to Sheena's Jungle Room on WFMU.
Ah, greetings, my friend. We are all interested in the future, for that is where you and I are going to spend the rest of our lives, whether we want to or not. The future is in your hands. So let us remember the past, honor the present, and...
Stop in yourself!
It's loud. It is Stop Hitting Yourself, number 333, here from Monday, February 9th. Thank you, Kichibama, for the nice handoff and the wonderful show. Today, there's a theme. Long time since I've done a theme show. Subverted rhymes and innuendo. Subverted rhymes are where you think the word's going to rhyme with a dirty word, and it doesn't. Usually that's what that is. And any songs with innuendo. And then one at the end about what are they called? Montagards? I'll look it up before we get to it. Let's start off with the doctor and see what kind of innuendo we can get into. Thanks for being here. Thanks for being in the chats.
This is Dr. Demento, and you're listening to Stop Hitting Yourself with DJ Space Brother on Sheena's Jungle Room at old WFMU.
Before I start this album, I'd like to warn you. If you have your halos on, you better take them off. They might start pinching. And let's face it, all the angels are upstairs. I've read so many articles about the way to a man's heart being through his tummy that I decided to take a few cooking lessons. A couple weeks ago, I asked my boyfriend home for dinner. I fixed a nice steak, and I made some biscuits, baked a cake, and a pie. But he didn't seem very impressed with it at all, and it sort of hurt my feelings until after dinner, I found out that... He liked to nibble on my cupcakes. He just went nuts about their taste. They seemed to melt right in his mouth. I've never had complainers. They're smooth as silk and filled with milk. And he said they come in such cute containers. Oh, you should see my lovely cupcakes. They are much too nice to go to waste. I asked him if he'd like a bite, and now he bites them every night. He likes to nibble on my cupcakes. He likes to nibble on my cupcakes. Just like his mother's, they're just right and left. They're not too big, they're not too small. They fit right in his grip. They're not too hard, not too soft. And there's a raisin on each tip. Ooh, you should see my lovely cupcakes. They made him raise a hearty appetite. They're juicier than any steak, and he found out that they weren't fake. He likes to nibble on my cupcakes. Man, this guy is always eating.
Sailing, sailing over the ocean blue. Davy's got a dinghy, so he paddles his own canoe. He's got the cutest little dinghy in the Navy, and all the girlies know that it's so. The cutest little dinghy in the Navy, they love to watch him go heave-ho. Just for a lark he went and painted it green. It's the only green dinghy that the girls have ever seen. The cutest little dinghy in the Navy. Heave-ho, heave-ho. Now other sailors take the girls canoeing. It's an old, old Navy technique. But Davy gets more girlies with his dinghy. And what is more, it never springs a leak. Every time it rains, his little dinghy gets wet. But Davy says it's waterproof, so he doesn't fret. The cutest little dinghy in the Navy. Heave-ho, heave-ho. Now I have seen 100 other dinghies, and I'm qualified to remark. He's got the cutest little dinghy in the Navy. Why, I would know it even in the dark. It isn't very long and it isn't very short. It's built for speedy action and it gets him into port. The cutest little dinghy in the Navy. Heave-ho, heave-ho. It isn't very narrow and it isn't very wide, but you should see that thing go in and out with the tide. The cutest little dinghy in the Navy. Heave-ho, heave-ho. It from the girls, Davy says, is very hard. Why, it isn't even safe down at the Navy Yard. The cutest little dinghy in the Navy. Heave-ho, heave-ho. The Admiral has a flagship and the Captain's got a cruiser. But Davy's got a dinghy, it's a Lollapalooza. The cutest little dinghy in the Navy. And the old Admiral was heard to say, if he had Davy's dinghy, he would always feel springy. He'd ride the waves night and day.
Miss Susie had a steamboat, the steamboat had a bell. Miss Susie went to heaven and the steamboat went to hell. Oh, operator, give me number 9. And if you disconnect me, I'll chop off your behind. The refrigerator, there was a piece of glass. Miss Susie sat upon it and broke her little. Ask me no more questions, I'll tell you no more lies. The boys are in the bathroom, zipping up their flies. Are in the meadow, the bees are in the park. Miss Susie and her boyfriend are kissing in the D-A-R-K, D-A-R-K, dark, dark, dark. The dark is like a movie, a movie's like a show. A show is on TV, and that is all I know.
Mrs. Landers was a help nut, she cooked food in a wok. Mr. Harris was her boyfriend, and he had a great big cock. And doodle doodle, the rooster just won't click. And I don't want my breakfast, because it tastes like shit. Zoos make good house pets, they're cuddly and sweet. Monkeys aren't good to have, because they like to beat their meeting in the office, a meeting in the hall. The bossy wants to see you, so you can suck his balls. That was a writer, he lived with Alan Funt. Mrs. Roberts didn't like him, but that's because she's a contaminated water. Can really make you sick. Your bladder gets infected, and blood comes out your dick. Take what I'm saying, because it will bring you luck. And if you all don't like it, I don't give a flying f***.
I've got a girl that I'm just simply wild about. Folks say I'm a lucky boy. Everywhere we go, people rave about this little bundle of joy. She's got freckles on her, but she is nice. And when she's in my arms, it's paradise. She smells like a rose from her head down to her toes. She's got freckles on her, but she is nice. She's got freckles on her, but she is nice. And when she's in my arms, it's paradise. All the sailors give her a chase, cause they love her naval base. She's got freckles on her, but she is nice. Freckles on her, but she is nice. And when she's in my arms, it's paradise. She's like my Nellie, from her head down to her elbow. She's got freckles on her, but she is nice. She's got freckles on her, but she is nice. And when she's in my arms, it's paradise. With old men she loves to neck, she necks a Rex and gets a check. She's got freckles on her, but she is nice. She's got freckles on her, but she is nice. And when she's in my arms, it's paradise. She was born in Hackensack. She made a fortune on her career. She's got freckles on her, but she is nice. She's got freckles on her, but she is nice. And when she's in my arms, it's paradise. She drinks till she gets plastered. She gets drunker than my brother. She's got freckles on her, but she is nice.
Professor? I have a sad story to tell you. It may hurt your feelings a bit. Last night when I walked into my bathroom, I stepped in a big pile of shaving cream. Be nice, stay clean. Shave every day and you'll always look. Watched a swell game of baseball. The batter, he slammed out a hit. And while he was running to first base, he slipped on a big pile of shame. Be not so clean. Shame every day and you'll always. I once watched a funny performance of a Romeo Juliet skit. When Juliet said, "Wherefore art thou?" he replied, "I am taking a shave. Be nice and clean. Shave every day and you'll always win." One from Dr. Demento.
Here we are in this fine ice cream parlor. I hate to be picking a nit. I ordered a triple thick shake and you brought me a couple of shaving cream. Be nice and clean, shave every day and you'll always look.
And one from Uncle Floyd.
Our baby was eating some peaches. We thought that she swallowed a pit. The next morning we looked in her diaper, but the darn thing was loaded with shame. Be nice and clean, shave every day and come home.
And now, folks, my story is ended. I think it is time I should quit. If any of you feel offended, stick your head in a bucket of shaving cream.
Be nice and clean. Shave.
My grandpa had a long one that nearly touched his chin. My uncle has a small one just like his brother Jim. My daddy has a broad one just like a rolling pin. But mine is big and round and fat. It looks more like a baseball bat. You never saw a nose like mine before. Noses, noses, they run in my family. Some are big, some are small, some you cannot see at all. Noses, noses for over a century. Now isn't it a shame? There are no two the same. My cousin has a hard one that really takes the cake. My nephew has a soft one that wiggles like a snake. His son has one so fragile you think it's gonna break. But mine's unique and I proclaim it should be wrapped in cellophane. You never saw a nose like mine before. My brother has a bent one that really is a pip. His junior has a short one with freckles on the tip. My uncle has a thin one just like a horse's whip. But mine's a peach, I tell you guys, it ought to win a Nobel Prize. You never saw a nose like mine before.
There's a girl from Chicago I'll never forget. The loveliest darling that I ever met. Every time she went out with a handsome young chap, she never objected to sit on his sofa and hold hands the whole evening through. If that made him happy, she felt happy too. Now the girl from Chicago went out with a guy who frightened her so that she thought she would die. Every time she sat down, she did not feel at ease from the way he kept staring at her pretty handbag with the money. So she left him flat. A lady should never be treated like that. So the girl from Chicago went back to her ma. The boys in her hometown were nicer by far, till a good-looking guy took her out to a dance. And while they were dancing, the guy lost his balance and they both fell down on the floor. Her feelings were hurt, so she goes there no more. Now the girl from Chicago is happy at last. Her frivolous days are a thing of the past. To the bright lights on Broadway, a farewell she bids. She now has a husband and four lovely rooms with a kitchen. And right here, my friend, I'm sure you'll be happy that this is the end. Oh, what a girl, oh, what a poil. Gold-tinted hair with that old-fashioned coil. That's all.
Did you ever hear the story about the bumblebee who gave a cocktail party for his family? And when he got as high as he could be, he invaded a nudist colony. Buzz, 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 oh my, oh me. Buzz, 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 oh golly gee. Buzz, 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 oh what a spree. When the bumblebee invaded the nudist colony. Now Sister Jenny, wearing just her birthday suit, was strutting around the colony acting like she was cute. She plainly thought she was just about it until that bumblebee stung her on a big fat buzz, 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 oh my, oh me. Buzz, 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 oh golly gee. Buzz, 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 it was an awful spree. Oh, when the bumblebee invaded the nudist colony. Mama Daisy acting like a baby girl. Naked is the first day she came in the world. She was walking around acting like a nut until that bumblebee stung her on a big fat buzz, buzz, buzz. Oh my, oh me. Buzz, 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 oh golly gee. Buzz, 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 it was an awful spree. Oh, when the bumblebee invaded the nudist colony. Now, Big Fat Bill was naked as he could be. He was happy to be living in the colony. Old Bill got tired and laid down in the grass. Then the bee came along and stung him on his big fat buzz, 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 oh my, oh me. Buzz, 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 oh golly gee. Buzz, 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 it was an awful spree. Oh, when the bumblebee faded the nudist colony.
He wakes in the sewer. He uses a shovel a bit. Every night when he come home to his dinner, he smell like a big pile of sweet violets, sweeter than all the roses. He's covered all over from head to toe, covered all over with Chanel. Our little baby was eating some peaches. We thought he had swallowed a fifth. But when we took down his daddy, we found it was nothing but sweet violets, sweeter than all the roses. He was covered all over from his little head to his little toe, covered all over with snow. The other day I went up aeroplane riding. They strapped me in the cockpit. And when the aeroplane landed, they found I was covered with sweet violets, sweeter than all the roses. I was covered all over from head to toe, covered all over with Chanel. My poor brother, he's dead. He died from a terrible fit. And just to fulfill his last wishes, we buried him in 6 feet of sweet violets, sweeter than all the roses. We covered him all over from head to toe, covered him all over with Chanel. Now, folks, my story, it is ended. I hope you've enjoyed it a bit. If anyone in here feels offended, stick your head in a big barrel of sweet.
Once was a farmer who took a young miss in back of the barn, where he gave her a lecture on horses and chickens and eggs, and told her that she had such beautiful manners that suited a girl of her charms, a girl that he wanted to take in his washing and ironing, and then if she did, they could get married and raise lots of sweet violets,
sweeter than from head to toe, covered all over with sweet violets.
The girl told the farmer that he'd better stop, and she called her father, and he called a taxi, and got there before very long, 'cause someone was doing his little girl right for a change. And so that's why he said, if you marry her, son, you're better off single, 'cause it's always been my belief, marriage will bring a man nothing but sweet violets,
sweeter than the roses, covered all over from head to toe, covered all over with sweet violets.
The farmer decided he'd wed anyway, and started in planning for his wedding suit, which he purchased for only $1. But then he found out he was just out of money, and so he got left in the lurch, a standing and waiting in front of the end of the story, which just goes to show all a girl wants from a man is his sweet violets,
sweeter than the roses, covered all over from head to toe, covered all over with sweet violets.
Seems like that was a short set, but it was almost half an hour. Dinah Shore's version of Sweet Violets, which had nothing dirty about it. It was just, you expect a rhyme and it doesn't show up. Which is still, a subverted rhyme, even though it's not nasty. But why would Dinah Shore sing a song like that? The dirty version, Billy Mitchell, Sweet Violets, he also did from 1950... Bumblebee Invaded a News Colony. Dr. Demento used to play that all the time. That's where I first heard it. I probably also heard Betty Bell's Girl from Chicago on Demento. I thought he was active. Like, he sounds like he's from the 30s or something. No, I think his first album came out in 1975, as far as I can tell. I guess that's how he was singing in 91 at that reunion. Then I played Noses Runnin' My Family. I had it listed as Grandpa Had a Long One, but on the record, it actually says Noses Runnin' My Family. Shaving Cream, a live version from a Dr. Demento 20th anniversary show from 1991. I guess it was the 20th anniversary of him first doing his show. Benny Bell, Dr. Demento, and Uncle Floyd on stage for that one. The Pearl Trio with Larry Vincent as the vocalist with the Freckle song. People have probably heard that one before. On my iPod, or my phone actually now, is the Wendy's Audition song from South Park. I thought it was a great update of the subverted rhyme genre. And shows that it's still alive. Carson Shadwell doesn't have a record or anything. You can look it up on YouTube. The classic Miss Susie, which is probably the first subverted rhyme that most of us heard when we were kids. Ruth Wallace, the Dinghy Song, Yes Innuendo, and a Yes Innuendo with Terry Cupcake O'Mason with Cupcakes, and a warning about this show at the beginning. Let us continue. Hope you're enjoying it. And what's this one? Oh, Oscar Brand. Oscar Brand did some great albums. I did a show with a lot of Oscar Brand in it a couple years ago. Anyway, here's Oscar Brand with four-letter words.
The four-letter words that never say quite what you mean. We'd rather be known for our hypocrite ways than vulgar, impure, and obscene. Thank you. are four-letter words that never say quite what you mean. We'd rather be known for our hypocrite ways than vulgar, impure, and obscene. Say quite what you mean. We'd rather be known for our hypocrite ways than vulgar, impure, and obscene. What you mean? We'd rather be known for our hypocrite ways than vulgar, impure, and obscene. What you mean? We'd rather be known for our hypocrite ways than vulgar, impure, and obscene.
There was a young sailor who looked through the glass, spied a fair mermaid with scales on her island where seagulls fly over their nests. She combed the long hair that hung over her shoulders and caused her to tickle and itch. The sailor cried out, "There's a beautiful mermaid a-setting out there on the rocks." The crew come a-running, a-grabbing their glasses and crowded four deep to the rail, all eager to share in this fine piece of news which the captain soon heard from the watch. He tied down the wheel and he reached for his crackers and cheese which he kept near the door, in case he might someday encounter a mermaid. He knew he must use all his wits, crying, "Throw out a line, we'll lasso her flippers, and then we will certainly find if mermaids are better before or be brave, my good fellows." The captain then said, "With fortune we'll break through her mermaid." In heading to starboard, they tacked with dispatch, caught that fair mermaid just under her elbows and hustled her down below decks. Each took a turn at her feminine, setting her free at the end of the farce. She splashed in the waves, landing flat on her. After a while, one man noticed some scabs. Soon they broke out with the pox and the scratching with fury, cursing with spleen. The song may be dull, but it's certainly clean.
There was an old farmer who lived on a rock. He sat in the meadow just shaking his fist at some boys who were down by the creek. Their feet in the water, their hands on their marbles and playthings, and at half past four there came a young lady. She looked like a pretty young creature. She sat on the grass, she pulled up her dress, and she showed them her ruffles and laces and white fluffy duck. She said she was learning a new way to bring up her children so they would not spit, while the boys in the barnyard were shoveling refuse and litter from yesterday's hunt, while the girl in the meadow was rubbing her eyes at the fellow down by the
sits out front. If he asked her politely, she'd show him her little pet dog who was subject to fits. And maybe she'd let him grab hold of her small tender hands with a movement so quick. And then she'd bend over and suck on his candy so tasty made of butterscotch. And then he spread whipped cream all over her cookies that she had left out on her shelf. If you think this is dirty, you can go f*** yourself.
I got no one to keep me, so I don't give a shit. Go sailing across the sea so far away from shore. I don't wear skirts and girdles, so you can't call me a horse and bridle saddle. That's what I've got to sell. And if you don't want to buy them, then you can go to hell. There's my girlfriend's name. She drives a new Ford truck. Well, she's not so good at driving, but you ought to see her fumble, fumble, fumble. Keep fumbling with my heart. Every time I eat navy beans, always have to. $40 I will spend. Here's three more I pass. And if I don't win this game of dice, then you can kiss my ass. My girlfriend, her name to write down on my list. Every time I drink 3-2, always have to peep around the corner to see this girl of mine. All that mama and papa does is did you ever meet my wife? I would like to have you meet her. She never married me for love. All she wants is Peter. Murphy had a dog. A very fine dog was he. He loaned it to his girlfriend just to keep her company. Now all around the house at night that dirty old dog would hunt. He run his nose up the lady's clothes and tried to smell of her cum. Away, you naughty dog, you make my precious ride. There's never been a man this whole wide world that's laid between her. But I thank you for the glass of beer, I'll drink the damn thing down. And you better get up, old man, it's time for another round.
Well, I went for a drive in my pickup truck. I picked up my girl cause I wanted to show her my gloves, cause she had on her mitts. And I blushed brightly when she showed me her perfume that she buys whenever Avon calls. So I took off my pants and I showed her my polka dot undies. My polka dot undies. My polka dot undies from Miracle Mart. I said, look, be careful, I think I'm gonna turn a sharp corner and go up on the grass. She leaned out the window and I thought I saw her point into something that flashed by real quick. She said, hey, look at that, it looks just like your polka dot undies. Polka dot undies. My polka dot undies that I wear back to front. She smiled and she said, have you seen my brother's new car? I'm the one that he stole. Then she asked me to look up her whole damn family. And I went into shock.
Oh, when I found out it was her sister who really liked polka dot undies. Polka dot undies. And chips, and he still sucked his thumb. I said, I don't mind. And she kissed me on my polka dot undies. My polka dot undies. I kissed her softly and I said, I'll tell you what, let's roll up the windows and I'll eat your last bar of chocolate. The one that's in the parcel. She said, no, no, no. And she called me a taxi. And I said, I beg your pardon for getting home real fast before I lose my polka dot undies. Polka dot undies. The moral of the story, like a jewel, it is gleaming. But you never find it in a glass of warm milk or tea, cause it will not fit. And you probably already think I am full of fake innuendos and double meaning rhymes. But I'll tell you that obscenity is all in your polka dot undies. Your polka dot undies. Yeah, your edible undies.
Captain, Captain, come and dock and bring along your big fat cocktail shaker. We'll have a ball in my country. Skies are blue, the sun is beaming, and I can't wait to have your semen. Come on ashore to my country. We'll rent a boat and go explore the treasures on my ocean floor. The swamp is thick, but don't be a wussy. Steer your canoe right through my pussy willows. We'll catch a buzz and have a gas and get ourselves a piece of asparagus. I grow it here in my country.
Let's tell them what to pack, Polly.
A pair of shorts should do the trick. But don't forget that 10-inch dicky, baby. The nights are cool in my country. But when it's frigid on the eastern front, it's nice and hot down in my country. So baby, please come again. Come again. Come again. Come again.
Said the thanks for coming to do the dance with me and letting me to take you home. But I'm sorry I acted so nervous, but I started to stammer and sweat. When it started as soon as I saw your face, and I haven't gotten over it yet.
I stared at your great big boob and the boob with the beautiful big blue eyes. I wondered if you screw, scrutinized all the guys. And when you smiled, I nearly shut out through the door. Cause I never see such brittle little tit before. I wasn't always shy like this, I've been out with other girls. I've kissed him on the back doorstep and let them see my pearls. But since I first caught sight of you that night at the farmer's ball, why I've become such a stuttering woman, I can't say a word at all. My collar gets awful tight when I feel you close to me just like I did last night. I get up a funny feeling in me brain. And I can't move, and I can't wait to see you again. She said she'd see me Saturday, and I put down the phone. But the tongue is back to the normal now, and I'm once more alone. The next time that I'll see her will be Saturday night round 10. You can bet you for bottom of the dollar I'll be a stubborn bum again. I'd rather wear the arm and pull up a her inside. I'll take my courage in both hands and ask her to be my bride. And if she holds my clammy hand and tells me that she would, I'll cover her head and cure myself for good. I stared at your great big boob and the beautiful big blue eyes. I wondered if you scrutinized all the guys. And when you smiled, I nearly shut out through the door. Cause I never see such brittle little tit before. No, I never see such brittle little tit before.
Now, many of you here tonight will know that Cain and Abel and Hampstead Heath are Cockney rhyming slang. Cain and Abel means table, and Hampstead Heath means teeth. We are glad to welcome tonight a large group of Cockney worshippers to Evensong, and it is to them that I wish to address my sermon. I want to tell you a story. A long time ago, in the days of the Israelites, there lived a poor man. He had no trouble and strife. She had run off with a tea leaf some years before. And he now lived with his eldest bricks and mortar, Mary. And being very short of bees and honey, unable to pay the burden on Trent, he was tempted to go forth into the Bristol city and see what he could half inch. He would say to Mary, his bricks and mortar, "I will take a ball of chalk into the town and buy some tobacco for my cherry ripe." And he would put on his almond rocks and his dicky dirt and his round the houses and set off down the Frog and Toad until he reached the outskirts of the Bristol. And people would stare at him, for his dicky dirt was torn. His howdy-do's were full of holes. And his coat was very Westminster Abbey. He was also somewhat unclean, being too poor to purchase any Cape of Good Hope. His bushel and peck was extremely 230. And people passed by on the other side to avoid the pen and ink. He was truly an ugly man. His north and south drooped. His mince pies were watery. And he had a big red, I suppose. One day his bricks and mortar gave him some money, saying, "Here is a saucepan lid. Go and buy food. A loaf of Uncle Fred and a pound of Standard Ease. But do not tarry in the town and bring me back what is left of the money to buy myself some new underwear. I need a new pair of early doors. For my present ones are full of holes and I am in a continual George raft." But instead of returning with the bees and honey for his bricks and mortars early doors, he made his way to the rubber dub for a tumble down the sink and indulged himself freely on the bottle. And he became very elephant's trunk and Mozart. And when the landlord of the rubber dub called Bird Lime, the man set off back towards his cat and mouse, reeling about all over the Frog and Toad and drunkenly humming a stewed prune. And it came to Khyber Pass that as he staggered along, he saw on the pavement a small brown Richard III. stared at it, lying there at his plates of meat. Then he said, "Oh, small brown Richard III, how lucky I did not step on you." And he picked it up. And he put it on top of a wall where no one could step on it. And a rich 4x2-ish merchant, who witnessed the deed, put his hand into his skyrocket and took out a Lady Godiva and handed it to the man, saying, "I saw you pick up that Richard III and remove it from the pavement, and that was a kindly act. Take this Lady Godiva for your froth and bubble." And the man took it and went on his way. And the Richard III flew back to its nest. Now, when the man arrived home, his daughter was sitting by the Jeremiah on her favorite Lionel Blair. And she arose angrily and said, "Once again you come home, elephants, trunk, and Mozart. You have spent all the money I gave you. Now I cannot have my new pair of early doors. Neither can I have wine as you do." And the man said, "Fear not, here is a Lady Godiva which I earned by a kindly act." And the woman was overjoyed and said, "Thank you, father. Now I can have my pair of early doors. Verily, that kindly act has ensured that I have more than enough to cover my bottle and glass."
Like a douche, ripped up like a douche, ripped up like a douche, ripped up like a douche. went off like a douche. You know, the roller in the night went off like a douche. Who went off like a douche? Who went off like a douche?
Better do the back announce. I'm going to come in a little shy, but it took me a while to sweep up enough songs that would fit the theme. Lady Mondegreen by Bill Bull. Such a great... I was trying to find something where somebody sang just the wrong lyrics to one song, and then he presented me with something where he sang the wrong lyrics to most songs, including ones that I don't think fit, but most of them do. I'm sure everybody has made the mistake of hearing the wrong lyrics. That's called a Mondegreen when you make up words to something that you think you're hearing. Ronnie Barker from the Two Ronnies Show with a rhyming slang sermon. I thought that was absolute genius, especially the Richard III thing. So did the audience. Patty Greenslade with Stuttering Bum. A really nice twist on the subverted rhyme theme. I thought so anyway. The Lemon Sisters, not the Lennon Sisters, but the Lemon Sisters Within My Country. Probably the raciest thing I played the whole show. Also, according to, was it John or? Oh, WR, thank you. Bowser and Blue, another classic from Dr. Demento, Polka Dot Undies. Yes, a very good parody of Dylan, who should be parodied at every chance. Big Rack and Tadpole with the Beep Beep song, which actually beeped out the stuff that they weren't going to say anyway, which is like a... I guess they really were scared of being in trouble. The Arrogant Worms from Canada with the Assumption song, which is very close to in theme and structure to Oscar Brand's Clean song. Starting everything off was Four-Letter Words by Oscar Brand. Sorry, Coelacanth, that it was, you couldn't hear the verses. Yeah. It's a problem. I think there's a problem with the stereo coming through on this. I've been trying to figure it out for weeks. That's the only time somebody's actually complained about it. So we'll see. Should be back next week. I see no problem with it. Then maybe there'll be another theme. I'm not sure yet. They use Pries and Colonnesine Cusol for the Olympic opening ceremony? No, they didn't. That's amazing. I wish I'd seen it. Anyway, we will see you next week. We, the Royal We, and hope you enjoyed the show. And have a safe and happy week.
First thing I remember knowing was a lonesome whistle blowing and a youngin's dream of growing up to ride on a freight train leaving town, not knowing where I'm bound, and no one could change my mind but Mama tried. The one and only rebel child from a family meek and mild, my mama seemed to know what lay in store. Despite all my Sunday learning, towards the bad I kept on turning, till mama couldn't hold me anymore. I turned 21 in prison, doing life without parole. No one could steer me right, but mama tried. Mama tried, mama tried to raise me better, but her pleading I denied. That leaves only me to blame, 'cause mama tried. Dear old daddy, rest his soul, left my mom a heavy load. She tried so very hard to fill his shoes, working hours without rest, wanted me to have the best. She tried to raise me right, but I refused. And I turned 21 in prison, doing life without parole. No one could steer me right, but mama tried. Mama tried, mama tried to raise me better, but her pleading I denied. That leaves only me to blame, 'cause mama tried.
Spasm of love, sweet love. Orgasm sure has 'em. Doing it nicely, doing it nightly, doing it nicely, nightly.